Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's story, the newest form of digital marketing called Alexa Flash Briefings. That story after this. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner and feel you're an expert in your field, you might consider a new and growing form of digital marketing called Alexa Flash Briefings. More on how they work from Jen Lehner, digital marketing strategist and founder of Front Row Entrepreneur Mastermind. She's based in Shaker Heights, Ohio. Jen, what are flash briefings?
Flash briefings are basically like little mini podcasts. They're like about a minute to 5 minutes, and they go out over Amazon smart devices, and they're voice activated.
And so they're used how, for example?
Well, you know, they're so new that people are trying out all sorts of things with them. But what I've discovered in my use and the way that I'm using my flash briefing is I basically record a daily short briefing of the news in social media and digital marketing. And what I'm finding is that I'm reaching an entirely new audience of people who are not finding me in traditional ways. So they're not finding me from my Facebook page or my social media or anything. They're finding me out there through this voice, these smart voice speakers. And they're becoming customers. So I've experimented with several of my students and clients, and they're having the same results. So people basically are using them to, the thing is they're habitual, right? So unlike a podcast or anything else, once you enable one of these flash briefings in your device, it plays every day. So you tell your device, hey, Lexi, we're going to call her Lexi so we don't wake her up. Hey, Lexi, play my flash briefings. And any flash briefings that you've enabled start to play. So you're catching people in these in-between moments in their day where you would never normally catch them when they're making lunch or whatever, because the devices tend to stay in the kitchen or in the common room in somebody's home. And so there's just all sorts of use case scenarios for these that we haven't even thought of yet.
Mm. So you subscribe to a flash briefing? Is that how it is?
Yeah, so you basically, and you don't have to have a device to listen to these. You can listen from your phone if you just get the Lexi app. Or you go to the Amazon store and you just search for Lexi flash briefings, and they're categorized. So business, productivity, real estate, inspirational, every kind of topic. And, you know, if you think about it, these are housed on the world's largest store, world's largest bookstore. So people are going in there and searching. And that's the other thing that is astounding is that if you set these up correctly, if somebody goes in and let's say you have a bagel shop and somebody goes in and searches for bagels, not only are the books going to come up about bagels, but your flash briefing is. And like now is the time because there's only a total of, the last number I saw is like 50,000 total Alexa skills, which I won't get into skills, but just that means there's even less flash briefings. So like now is the time.
Gotcha. What's your time commitment on the flash briefings?
That's the best part. So it's just like there's no editing and it just takes a couple of minutes. So you can even do it on your phone. And the software that I use to publish them to is basically free. The other thing is, if for people who don't want to do it on the daily, you can batch record like 6 months worth of content in about 2 hours, upload them and pre-schedule them. So it's like the easiest content you'll create all day long. And actually, you know, I do mine every day, which I sort of thought was, I sort of regretted. I was like, oh, what did I just get myself into? Yeah. Why did I decide to report the news of all things? Yeah. Now I have to do it every day. but you know what? It actually has turned into something that I really look forward to and enjoy.
Well, that's important. We're speaking with Jen Lehner. digital marketing strategist, also founder of Front Row Entrepreneur Mastermind. And we're talking about her Alexa Flash briefings. So from a business perspective for yourself, then how do you monetize this? Are you pushing people then at the end of your briefing to your website, or what do you do here?
Great question. So I try out all different calls to action, just like you would on a podcast or anything else. So and also very important to brand it. So there's like a very recognizable short little musical intro and outro. And then at some point, it really depends on what I'm promoting at that time, but I will always give some sort of call to action. So I will invite them to my free online classroom, the Front Row, or I will invite them I do that one almost every day. But if I'm like promoting a new online course, actually my Alexa course, I will send them over to that sales page. I also, this has been really fun, is I put a little message, voice messaging app on a show notes page. So I always send them over to the show notes page. I send them over to the show notes page to let them know that any resources or links that we discuss that can be found over there, or they can press the voice message button, leave me a voice message, and then I can put their voice on my flash briefing. But the most important thing about that show notes page is that I'm actually driving all this traffic now over to my website, and it's just been incredible for my search engine optimization. And then I've got other people, like I know one person, she's a realtor, and she's using her flash briefings in the most ingenious way. She's basically making herself the maven of that community, right? Like, so she is the maven of this particular Florida town. So her flash briefing is actually not about real estate. It's all about everything that's happening in that little town. Yeah. And, of course, that episode, she always says, this episode is being brought to you by, we're just going to call her Jane Smith, Tampa's favorite realtor. And eventually, hopefully, she'll be top of mind when someone needs a realtor.
Yeah. How do you attempt to make yourself stand out here in this space?
Well, me as the, you mean just as it, just a business in general?
I mean with the flash briefing. Because it's obviously, it's a crowded area. Everybody thinks they can do like a mini podcast or something.
Actually, this is not crowded at all. And so that's why I'm just jumping up and down and flapping my hands and letting everybody know, like, hey, you know, if you missed the boat on, imagine if it was the early days of podcasting and someone said to you, hey, there's this thing called podcasting. There's only 50,000 podcasts out there. You would think, wow, that's enough to validate it. And you know what the other thing is? Like, do you know that they are putting Lexi standard issue into vehicles right now? It started with the luxury brands. Now it's just standard. So you've got your windshield wipers and your hazard lights and your Lexi. Mm. And it took 10 years for podcasts to make it into vehicles. So, you know, the numbers are really astounding. They're expecting by 2020 that 3 out of 4 households are going to have one of these smart speakers. It's going to be just like TV was when TV came out, only it's just happening so much faster. 50% of search is going to be voice search. So it's like, even for the people who are super dubious and they can't stand these devices because they think these devices are spying on them.
Right.
And I'm not saying that they're not, you know, it's from a business perspective, it's very smart to not ignore this incredible tool that's being put right in front of our faces.
Do you find that content is king?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think content is key, and that's another. I'm glad you said that. It's like you can't just put. I mean, the flash briefing has to be good. It has to deliver some sort of value, but it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be long form content. Just something. And every person on this earth who is a subject matter expert can absolutely, you know, send out 1 minute worth of something valuable every day. A tip, an inspirational quote, and you could have multiple flash briefings.
Yeah. Very good. I guess, too, I mean, more broadly speaking here, you could find your own sponsor, right, if you wanted to do these things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But think about the person who's like the person who's making herself the expert in that Florida town.
Sure.
You know, once she gets an audience, she absolutely could, the local restaurants and, mm-hmm. and so forth, she could absolutely sell sponsorships.
Yeah. Very good. Finish this thing up. Give us a little summary here on your approach to all this.
Well, I think that number one, everybody needs to look into this, and I would start by just listening. Like, go over to Amazon and check these out, and listen to a few. And I've actually got some good ones that I can recommend. If you go over to jenlehner.com, you could send me a message, and I'll just send you a whole list of good flash briefings to listen to, so you can get an idea and get inspired. And then I would say, just jump on board. This is so easy. You don't have to be a techie to do this. It's fast. It's easy. I'm actually, even though I'm a quote-unquote digital marketing strategist, I'm not super techie. I don't know how to code. This requires no coding. And, yeah, I would say go and do it.
Thanks, Jen. Jen Lehner, digital marketing strategist and also founder of Front Row Entrepreneur Mastermind. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help to become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Reminder, by the way, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.